Parenting can be tough. Here at School of Northern Virginia, we believe parents deserve support, information, and resources to help build stronger families. We invite you to pause for a moment today and give yourself a few minutes to focus on your children and your parenting skills. This is a SCAN podcast for parents with special guest Lori Brooks.
We spend a lot of time talking at our kids, telling them what they'll be doing that day, asking them to finish homework, or trying to pull information out of them after a long day at school. But a lot of times that talk feels really one-sided. How can we actually communicate in a positive way with our kids? Positive communication starts with making the time to talk with your children. Busy family schedules might make this seem impossible, but it's critical that we set aside specific time every day to chat with our kids. It might be a car ride home from school or walking home from the bus stop. For some families, setting aside 10 minutes when everyone finally gets home, like either before dinner prep or homework starts, can be a great time to sit down together and reconnect. Once you have a special time set aside, work on listening to your kids. That means no checking email or texting or taking phone calls. Try asking them open-ended questions like, "What was the best or worst part of your day?" Or, "Who did you spend time with today?" It might sound simple, but making eye contact and being down at your child's level during the discussion signals to them that you really are listening. When they begin to share their thoughts, affirm that you understand and can relate to what they're saying. Reply with something like, "Wow, I can understand why you got upset in class today." Good conversations let your child know that you care about them and are interested in their feelings and ideas. Plus, they help your child learn how to put their feelings into words and can set the tone for more difficult conversations when conflict occurs. Let's say your child has been arguing with her brother over a game she just lost, so she stomps into the living room and throws the game pieces across the room. It is important to correct the behavior, but try starting by identifying what the child is communicating through this behavior and giving her a more appropriate way to express her feelings. Maybe say something like, "I can understand that you're upset about losing the game, but we do not throw things in this house. Why don't you take 3 deep breaths and then tell me how you're feeling?" With this approach, you've reinforced the house rules, but you've also given her some vocabulary and a strategy for handling her frustration. Always be sure to label the behavior and not your child. Instead of saying, "You are being so selfish," try making a specific statement about the behavior you don't want. Maybe say something like, "When you left your dishes after I asked you to clean up after yourself, it made me feel ignored. We all have to pick up after ourselves and not leave our work for others to do." Positive communication takes work, but it's worth it, helping you better understand your child and giving them a safe, healthy way to share their thoughts, concerns, and feelings.
This has been a SCAN podcast for parents, brought to you by a grant from AT&T. Learn more online at www.scanva.org.